Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this morning we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 12, text number 1. So I'll just read the English, I'm not so good with the Bengali. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way, he made it as cool and bright as his own heart, and thus he made the temple a befitting place for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. All glories to Gaurachandra, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvam Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvam Bhattacharya, please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. King Prataparudra is very intelligent. He submitted to the devotees. If he can get the mercy of the devotees, he knew, I'm set. Right? If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed toward me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Without His mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Gaura Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door. When the Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvam Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, the Lord will never meet the king, and if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy. Sarvam Bhattacharya then said, we shall go at once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet the king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king. Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, what have you all come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason? Nityananda Prabhu then said, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this. Unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant." Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Purport. In India, there is still a class of professional mendicants who are very much like the gypsies of Western countries. They know some magical art and mystical processes, and their business is to beg from door to door, sometimes pleading and sometimes threatening. Such mendicants are sometimes called yogis and sometimes kanapata yogis. The word kanapata refers to one who has put a hole in his ear to wear an earring made of ivory. Maharaj Prataparudra was so depressed by not getting to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he decided to become such a yogi. Ordinary men think that a yogi must have an ivory earring in his ear, but this is not the sign of a real yogi. Maharaj Prataparudra also thought that to become a mendicant yogi, one must wear such an earring. Om Gyanatam Anandasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurve Namo Kam Kortubhachalam Pongun Langhayate Gurim Yatkipataraham Vande Shigurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpatuvyasya Kripa Sindhuvyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Giradhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This king, Prataparudra, was not an ordinary king. It's actually a very powerful king. And on top of that, he was a saint, a Rajarsi, saintly king. He was so powerful that, as many of you know, in India at that time, Muslims had taken over many states, but not Orissa. They couldn't take Orissa because he was so powerful. Very powerful king. And he had one mentor, Pandit, who was the greatest scholar of India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he was the king's pundit. And he heard from him that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he had faith in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he immediately accepted. And now he wanted to get his darshan. But there was a problem. And that was that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very strict sannyasi. And at that time, strict sannyasis, they wouldn't see kings. Because kings generally means, you know, so much material opulence and sense gratification and in general, quite degraded. So for a sannyasi to meet such a person, even Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, people will laugh at me. What kind of a sannyasi is this? Renunciant, you know, hanging around with these worldly kings, sense gratifiers." So he wouldn't see him. He wouldn't even hear of it. As it said here, all the devotees are reluctant to say anything because they knew Lord Chaitanya's stance on the subject matter. But because these devotees were so dear to Lord Chaitanya, his heart was kind of melted. So, as we're going to find, he's going to agree. So one thing that we could learn about King Prataparudra is his eagerness. He's very eager to get the darshan of the Lord. Yeah. Ready to give up his life, even. Ready to become a mendicant. So he's very eager to see the Lord. And it's stated that one cannot see or get the darshan of the Lord by performing many thousands of pious activities, but it can only be achieved by paying one price, and that is eagerness, like King Prataparudra. If we have this eagerness, then we're very healthy spiritually. In one purport, Prabhupada says that many of the followers of Lord Chaitanya taught different qualities. It's like Sanatana Goswami, he taught the quality of humility. He was very intelligent, knew so many languages, so bright. He was practically the prime minister of the what was his name? The king's name? Hussein Shah. He was practically the prime minister. He was doing so much. So bright. But he was so humble. And he even said to Lord Chaitanya, "People think I'm a scholar, but I don't even know who I am. Kayami, who am I?" So him and Rupa Goswami also, very humble. They went to Lord Chaitanya with straw between their teeth, yeah, exhibiting their humility, yeah, begging for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Ramananda Roy, he taught that it's possible for someone to conquer Cupid. And he showed that by his... He was in charge of some drama, so he was in charge of some young girls and described that he would bathe and touch their private parts without being disturbed at all. It's described that it was like touching wood. Touching these girls' bodies was like touching wood. It was just completely beyond the body, just inconceivable. Haridas Thakur, he taught tolerance. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces by the Muslims because he was a Muslim, but he was taking up Krishna consciousness. And the leaders of this Muslim regime, they couldn't appreciate that, so they decided to just kill him. So generally this is what they would do. They would just beat them in these marketplaces until they died. And generally, just, you know, maybe two or three marketplaces and they'd be finished. But he went through 22 marketplaces and he was just chanting and dancing. Yeah. Of course, Haridas Thakur, he was also the completely absorbed in chanting the names of Krishna. Yeah. Such a great Vaishnava. Damodar Pandit, he taught constructive criticism, objective criticism. He would even criticize Lord Chaitanya. Because there was one instance where there was one young boy that had become very attached to Lord Chaitanya, so he was regularly coming and seeing Lord Chaitanya. But there was a problem, according to Damodar Pandit, and that was that he was the son of an attractive young lady whose husband had passed away. So she was single. And Dhamma Dharpanda went to Lord Chaitanya, "Lord Chaitanya, I understand this boy is very attached to you, but it doesn't look good, you know. The mother is a single woman, a young, attractive single woman, and you're seeing this boy, people might start thinking there's something connected here." So, in the purport there, Prabhupada says that one should not be so bold as to criticize the Lord. And after that, Lord Chaitanya, he sent him away, right, to Navadvipa. So, for many devotees of Lord Chaitanya were able to learn certain things. Another one was patience. Mukunda, when Lord Chaitanya was revealing his Swayam Prakash to all the devotees, he was giving blessings to all the devotees that were coming. And he was calling them. Lord Chaitanya was calling them. But there was one person who he didn't call. Mukunda. And the devotee said, "Lord Chaitanya, you didn't call Mukunda. He's waiting." "That's right, and I won't call him. He comes to the Vaishnavas and he hears from the Vaishnavas. Then he goes to the Mayavadis and he hears from the Mayavadis. And he thinks, oh, this is very nice. It's like he's hitting me on the head with a stick. I won't call him." And the devotees were like, "Oh my God." So they went to Mukunda and said, "We're sorry. He's not going to call you." So he asked him, the devotees, "Can you ask him if I'll ever see him again?" So they went. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, he'll see me again in a million births." So they're like, oh, they're devastated. A million births. So they went and they told Mukunda. And Mukunda, what does he do? He starts dancing. "I will see him again. I'll see him again. I'll see the Lord again." And he's dancing. He's in ecstasy. He's not completely ostracized. "I'll see him again." He was so happy. He was dancing. And then they went and they told Lord Chaitanya, "Lord Chaitanya, we told him he's dancing. He's happy. He's going to see you again." So then Lord Chaitanya said to the devotees, "Tell him to come to me now." So they went and they told Mukunda, "Mukunda, you can see him now." And Mukunda's still in ecstasy. "I'll see him again. I'll see him again. I'll see him again." There's no Mukunda. "You can see him now. You don't have to wait a million births. You can see, I'll see him again." He's completely absorbed, thinking, "I'll see him again." And then they had to shake him. "No, it's okay. You can see him now." "I can see him now?" "Yeah." "Really?" "Yeah. Come." And when he got the mercy, got the darshan of the Lord. Patience. A million births. He was happy. So happy. "I'll see him again." Patience. So there's so many things we could learn from King Prataparudra. His devotion, his great devotion for the Lord. And because he had this great devotion for Lord Chaitanya, he was getting the mercy of the devotees. And they promised to King Prataparudra that you'll get the darshan of the Lord. During the Ratha Yatra, it's described that Lord Chaitanya, he was dancing in the Ratha Yatra, and he was sprinkling the minds of everyone with transcendental love of Godhead. Because when Lord Chaitanya was crying, it was coming out like a syringe. The tears were coming out and people were getting drenched. They were getting this mercy, sprinkling the minds of everyone with transcendental love of Godhead. And during this Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya went into ecstasy and he lost consciousness and he fell down and there was no one there you know, learned it, and Nanda wasn't there. None of the confidential devotees were there, and he fell. No one was picking him up, so King Prataparudra was there. He picked him up. And when Lord Chaitanya got up, he could see, oh, I'd been touched by a materialist. And he just thought, oh. He felt very uneasy that he had been touched by a king. And then King Prataparudra became a little afraid. Oh, no, I've offended the Lord. But then Sarvabhauma Acharya, he saw it. He said, no, it's okay. He's externally, he's showing he's upset, but actually, he's very pleased with you. And you will get the darshan of the Lord. And he told him, this is how you're going to do it. Lord Chaitanya, he will, at one point, he's going to go to a garden. And when he goes to that garden, you take off your royal dress, and you dress like a mendicant. And you chant one chapter from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this will please Lord Chaitanya very much. And while you're chanting this 10th canto, you massage the Lord. So this happened. Lord Chaitanya went to this garden, and he's massaging the Lord, and he's chanting this chapter. So when he got to the verse, Tavakatam ratam tapta jivanam kaviva iditam kama sapam shavanamangalam shimanatam bhuvigranti bhuvidajana, Lord Chaitanya just went into complete ecstasy. Please, say it again, say it again, say it again. And he kept repeating this verse. Which means that your glories are relished by those who are no longer interested in the false, temporary, illusory pleasures of this world. And great devotees and poets say that simply by hearing your glories, Kaviridam Kama Sapam, one becomes free of all sins. And this hearing the glories of the Lord is all auspicious. Shravan among them Srimat Atatam, and one becomes very powerful simply by hearing the glories of Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And those persons who are distributing this knowledge, they are the most munificent. So this is a Sankirtan verse spoken by the gopis. So then Lord Chaitanya, he said, who are you? Who are you? Now he couldn't lie and tell him, you know, something. You know, he couldn't say he's King Prataparudra and they'd be in big trouble, right? He couldn't lie to him. So what did he say? I'm your servant. I'm your lowest servant. So he was honest, yeah, and truthful. He was very truthful, right? So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we could also learn how merciful, how kind Lord Chaitanya is. You know, he gave his mercy to the king. You know, practically an untouchable. It was because they're generally so much engaged in sense gratification. And these persons I mentioned to you, Ramananda Roy, he was a Sudra. Haridas Thakur, he's a Muslim. He gave his mercy to these whom Brahmanas, they wouldn't get too close to also because lowly. Right? So Lord Chaitanya is very, very merciful. So therefore he appears in Kali Yuga because we need special mercy in Kali Yuga. This King Prataparudra in his previous life, he was also a king. King Indradyumna. And he also wanted to get the darshan of the Lord. He was also very eager to get the darshan of the Lord. And he was telling this to the pundits there, I want to get the darshan of the Lord. So one brahmana came from another part of the country and said, there's a deity called Nila Madhava. It's very, very beautiful, extremely attractive deity of the Lord. If you want to get the darshan of the Lord, this is the darshan that you should aspire for. So he told the brahmanas, the pundits there, he said, I have to get darshan of this Lord, please. Find out where this Lord Nilamadava is. So they went all over looking for Nilamadava. So they're looking and looking and looking, and no success. They all came back, except for one. Who was that? Vidyapati. Vidyapati. He was in one area where they weren't Aryans, they were Sabras. But somehow he could sense that I'm close, I'm getting warm. So he took shelter, this one, Vishwashu. He wasn't there at the time, his daughter was there, but he stayed, and eventually the father came. And the father told his daughter, Lalita, you take good care of this brahmana. Take good care of him. He's a special person who has come to our home. So every day, Vishwasha was coming back, and he had this fragrance, this wonderful fragrance on his body. And he asked Lalita, what is that? It's the most wonderful scent I've ever smelled. And she said, oh, he goes and he worships Lord Nilamadava. And he has all these wonderful scents that he puts on the body. And as soon as Vidyapati heard this, he was in ecstasy. I found Nilamadava. The king is going to be so happy. So he asked Lalita, can you take me to where this Nilamadava is? He said, no, I can't take it. Even I don't. No one knows where Nilamadava is. He doesn't show. My father doesn't show anyone. He's very attached to this worship of Nilamadava. So he doesn't let anyone go and see the Lord out of fear that somehow he may lose the Lord. So he asked Lalita, well, just ask him, please. I want to see this Lord. So she kept petitioning, please, he's your son-in-law. He wants to see this Lord. He's heard of Nilamadava. He wants to see the Lord. Eventually he said, okay, I'll take him. But he won't be able to see how to get there. I'm going to blindfold him. So he blindfolded him. But Vidyapati is smart. So as he's going, he's got these mustard seeds and he's letting them drop as he's going. So he's leaving a trail. So then they get to where the Lord is, Nilamadava, and he takes the blindfold off. And when he sees the beauty of Nilamadava, he's just so happy. So he starts, it's described that he starts dancing. He starts dancing and chanting the names of Krishna. So happy to see this Nilamadava. So then, that night, Vishvashu has a dream, and the Lord says to him, you've been serving me very nicely, but now I would like to be served by King Idrimnumna. So Vishvashu, he's very upset. Oh no, I'm gonna lose my Lord. I'm not gonna be able to worship my Lord anymore. So he has some big anxiety. So he put two together. He figured this must be due to this Vidyapati. So he tied him up. He tied him up, took him home. Now he doesn't know what to do. Lalita's in anxiety. This is the husband, you know. Come on, you can't. He's your son. You can't tie him up like that, like an animal. Let him go. But he didn't want to let him go because he has something to do with Nila Madhava leaving his service. But he kept pleading, and eventually he let him go. So immediately he went to King Indradyumna and said, "I found Nila Madhava." So the king is very happy. King Indradyumna is so happy to hear this. "Let's go. Let's go. No, no, let's wait. There's a path that I've made. Mustard plants. We have to let the plants grow. Then we could find." Okay. He's waiting. Then the time comes. Okay, let's go. So they go. He brings many of his servants with him as well. So they find the trail. They get to the end. And he sees where Nila Madhava is supposed to be, but he's not there. He's not there. Nila Madhava is not there. So now King Indradyumna is like, "What? What do we do now?" "I don't know. This is where he was. This is the end of the trail. This is where I saw the Lord." So now Vidyapati doesn't know what to do. So they go back to the village, and he captures Vishvashu, King Indradyumna, ties him up. And then King Indradyumna hears an unembodied voice, "Let him go. Let Vishvashu go. Build a temple. Build a temple and you will see me. You will get my darshan. But you won't see Nila Madhava. You will see Daru Brahman." So immediately he let him go and built this temple. Actually, it's a long, long story. You don't have time for the whole thing. So anyway, he built this temple. But now the Lord hasn't appeared. When will I see the Lord? He hasn't appeared. He's waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, like King Prataparudra, he's ready to give up his life. He decides, it's described that he laid on Kushagra, just to leave his body, just going to leave his body, just not eat, not drink anything, just leave his body. But then that night, in a dream, the Lord comes to him. "Not necessary to give up your life. I'm going to appear in a log. Big log is going to come. And from that log, you carve my forms. Daru Brahman." So he woke up in ecstasy. Imagine you're sleeping and the Lord comes to you in a dream and tells you what to do and how to see my darshan and how to get my darshan. So the next day he brings many of his servants, and sure enough, this log is there on the bank. Big log. You know, Jagannath is big. Balaram is big. You know, the Subhadra. So it's a big log. So he gets all the servants and they try to move it. They can't budge it at all. He can't move it. So now what? So that night comes again in a dream. Get Vishvashu. Vishvashu and Vidyapati, they will be able to move the log. And get a golden throne to put the log on. So, next day, gets Vishvashu, Vidyapati, and they each take one end and very easily lift it up and put it on the golden throne. So, they take it to the temple. He's built this temple, beautiful temple. And he's got his sculptures there to sculpture the form of the Lord. But none of them can penetrate. Yeah. All the things they're using, all the utensils they're using to carve the wood, it's not working. They're just breaking. They can't. It's like petrified wood. They just can't penetrate into it at all. Now what to do? He's got all these obstacles he's running into. It's amazing. So, one Brahmin comes. He said, I'll carve the forms in this Lord, in this form of Daru Brahman in this, from these logs. But on one condition, don't interrupt me. If you interrupt me, I'm gone. So King Yadudumna is so ecstatic. All right, now it's going to happen. The Lord's going to appear. I'll get the darshan of the Lord. So he's in there and he's working very hard. And the king could hear, oh, it's going very well, very well. For 14 days, he hears it going very well, very nice. And then it stops. He's like, what's going on? He's not hearing anything. For quite some time, he's not hearing anything. So he gets in anxiety. And his ministers are saying, don't open the door. Remember what he said. But he's getting more and more anxious. And then it's described that his wife said, it's okay. Open the door. So he opened the door. The Brahman is gone. That's Vishwakarma, by the way. He's gone. The lords are there. No hands, no feet. And now he's in complete anxiety. I completely blew it. Of course, that's our language. I ruined it. I ruined it. Now I'll never get the darshan of the Lord. I'm so impatient. He's completely disturbed, completely in anxiety. So that night, again, the Lord comes in a dream. Actually, it's described that he was ready to commit suicide again. He was ready to give up his life because he really messed up. But the Lord came to him again. Said, it's okay. These forms you see, these are the forms that I want you to worship me in. Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. It's okay. You worship me in these forms. So then it's described that he asked the Lord for some benedictions. Please, my Lord, give your darshan 21 hours of the day. Only 3 hours of the day are the doors shut at the Jagannath temple to this day. And please, we want to make many offerings to you. How many offerings? 56 offerings every day. We want to offer you so much food every day that your hands are never dry. And he said, so be it. So to this day, every day, 56 offerings are being made to the Lord. So this is how Jagannath appeared. And what's interesting, although the Lord doesn't have legs, he's the deity that is out amongst the public more than any other deity. He doesn't have legs, but he moves all over. All over. All over the world. You know, there's Jagannath Rath Yatra. Yeah. No legs, but he's moving everywhere. And so many offerings. So now we have Rath Yatra coming soon. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai!